It'd be pretty similar to the game against Catalan. Unfortunately, it looks like Jake Webster's not going to be quite ready. So other than that, it'll be pretty similar side.
Been difficult for Jake, hasn't he? He's had two or three years of really fractured seasons because of injury and this hip problem, and now it's a groin problem. You want your best players out on the park, don't you? And it must be frustrating as a coach when you don't have that happening.
Yeah, you're right. At his best, Jake is one of the best centres in the competition, and we need him playing his best, but more importantly, we need him 100%, and hopefully play London, then we have a weekend off, and then after that, we're hoping that Jake will be 100% and ready to go.
Yeah, because you've already had that situation where you brought him back once this season and it didn't quite work.
Yeah, that's right. He wasn't quite 100%, and in hindsight, we probably shouldn't have played him that week.
What about Ryan O'Hara?
Yeah, well, Ryan's just about there, and if he's ready, he'll play 20s this weekend. Hasn't played since last season, so it'd be a big ask to bring him straight in. So when he's ready to play, he'll have a game in the 20s.
He's coming into a front row where you've got players who are fit as well, so there's no imperative for you to rush him back in the first team level, is there?
That's probably a valid point, Gwilym. Ryan hasn't played in probably 6 or 7 months, so it would be a little bit unfair of him to put him straight in, so he needs to earn his place just like anyone else.
But the value of him is there for all to see, and the value, as much as anything, is competition for places, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I've said all along. If you have a fit squad, there's that much more competition for places, and you've got to earn your place in the side, and if you play well, you hold it, simple as that. If you don't, well, then there's a player breathing down your neck that wants to take your spot. So, it's all part of, hopefully creating a competitive environment which brings the best out in the boys.
Well, you went to team selection-wise with Liam Salter last week, so you must have tremendous confidence in him.
He's one of these good young kids that are coming through, and he's learning every day, and he's getting better every day, and hopefully, next season we'll be, bring out the best in him.
I do know this for a fact, that one of your mandates when you were appointed coach was to bring the young players through.
It's not necessarily a mandate, but it's a passion of mine, junior development, and it's something that I take a very keen interest in, and I'd love nothing more than to have a team full of whole, juniors, in our great team, and Liam's part of that.
You got Blake Green back. How big a boost was that, and how long do you think it'll be before we see the best of him?
Yeah, well, we certainly saw glimpses of it on the weekend. I thought he, for his first game back, I thought he was very good. A little bit rusty in parts, and he'd be the first to admit that, but overall I was very pleased with his game, and he's only going to get better and better.
Yeah, and he gives you options, doesn't he? Dobbo left, him right.
Yeah, that's right. I've said all along, those two players complement each other really well, and without Blake there, Michael's taken on a lot of extra workload, and teams are really targeting him. But having Blake there means that we've got two genuine good playmakers.
Okay, so one final question on the team news side of things. Are you looking to change it around? I mean, you normally spring a surprise or two now and again.
Oh, look, there may be one or two surprises for the weekend, but I don't want to reveal them just yet.